mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends. Here we are, live on this Tuesday edition, the 20th day of July, 2004. I had him on a few weeks ago. He'll be joining us again today because there's so much to talk about because the listeners wanted him back. Galen Ross, Robert Galen Ross, author of Who's Who of the Elite, and also written some other books concerning the New World Order, worked for the National Security Agency way back in the late 50s, and then, of course, was a consultant for large oil companies and lived all over the world, including the Middle East. He'll be here to talk about the New World Order with us, as well as Paul Watson, who joins us once a week, the webmaster for PrisonPlanet.com, and my wife is the webmaster of InfoWars.com. Paul Watson is the webmaster for PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Oh, there is so much news to cover. We're also going to have open phones. Go to your calls early in this first hour. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Bush vows to keep searching for Iran link to September 11th. So, Al-Qaeda is in Afghanistan. Boom. Al-Qaeda is in Iraq. Boom. Oh, no. Now Al-Qaeda is in Iran. Now they're in Syria. Now they're in your backyard. Now all misdemeanor crimes aid Al-Qaeda. You've got to be secretly arrested and put in the terrorist-owned private prisons. The terrorists that bring in the drugs and run America also own the prisons. They're going to put you and I and many others, if we don't stop them, into them. Despite CIA skepticism, don't worry, you'll be blamed in 6 months for it. President Bush says the U.S. is investigating whether Iran played any role in September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. And Israel saying they're getting ready to attack Iran. Iran saying they're going to nuke Israel. And, well, World War III would actually make the globalists quite happy. Imagine the police state they'd set up here in America. Cancel the election. Be big bosses. Oh, they just hate to do that. As to direct connections, we're digging into the facts to determine if there was one, Mr. Bush said on Monday. Yeah, that's exactly what the Iranians would do, would be to come and punch the 800-pound gorilla in the nose when they are the equivalent of an anorexic 85-year-old Ethiopian who can hardly get up off their grass mat, who's covered with flies. That's exactly what the 85-pound Ethiopian does. They get up and they punch the 800-pound gorilla with 14-inch fangs dripping acid out with giant red eyes. That's exactly what the Arabs are really doing. Iran, Syria, Saudi Arabia, they're all saying, you're behind the terror, you're blowing stuff up, you're doing this to destabilize, you want to come in and take over. No, it's not us, we wouldn't dare do it, please, they're about to crush us. Oh no, please no. As the forces, the aircraft carriers, line up and get ready, and they have the mini nukes ready, and, oh, it's so much fun, and here domestically it's slave time. While people sit around their easy chairs with 12 bucks of beer going, yeah, I want to watch some more buildings blow up. It's like a football game. You know, Domino's Pizza and other pizza chains said their record sales were the beginning of the bombardment last year against Iraq. I talked to liquor store owners. They said they never seen such alcohol purchasing. I mean, you thought Christmas and New Year's and Thanksgiving were time for drunkenness. Drunk driving exploded. Just absolute celebration of mentally defunct sickos who sat there simulating power and control with the elite. I'm part of the power. I'm part of it. I want them to kill some more people. Torture ain't so bad. We'll get into this and much more when we return. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and the war is really here at home. It's against you and your family. Hope you enjoy the new draft that's coming. Stay with us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com. Skyrocketing oil prices, the economy on the brink, the plunging dollar, terrorism, the government spending $1.80 for every dollar it collects. Never in the history of our country have we faced so many threats to our freedoms, rights, and individual security. How long can we continue without a fracture occurring? With the events that recently rocked the elections in Spain, what will happen as we get closer to our own elections? Now is the time to begin preparing for such threats. Ready Reserve Foods has been helping businesses, government, and individuals for over 32 years. No matter what your preparation needs, Ready Reserve Foods offers virtually the finest in dehydrated, nitrogen-packed, long-term storable foods and has food units to fit your particular needs. Get a deluxe 3-month food supply for one adult, normally $4.98, for only $2.49 by calling Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. Call now and save $2.49. That's 1-800-453-2202. And tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The whole world is falling deeper into tyranny as we speak, right now. And terrorism is the pretext to do it, whether it's England or France or the United States. Our governments are all owned by the same central banking cartels. And just a side issue, because it's so interesting, you know, I'd say, I don't know, about a third of the packages, because I sell videos, documentary films, political diatribes, analysis, books. About a third of the films and books we try to ship to Canada are ripped open, the contents are stolen, and empty boxes are shipped to the people that purchase the stuff, the good folks up there. Or, on many occasions, I've gotten letters back from customs saying it isn't acceptable material, that it's, you know, anti-government. You know, just simple analysis and documentation from legislation and just the facts. And when I ship stuff to Europe, we use the Global Express, the USPS, because you don't have to fill out 14 sheets of paper describing exactly what you're shipping. If you use UPS or FedEx, you do. But Sky Television was over here a few weeks ago interviewing myself and others for a 5-part series they're making, I think called Conspiracies, about the Bilderberg Group and the Illuminati and the New World Order and, you know, all the rest of it. Each episode's about something different. As if the New World Order and the Illuminati and the Bilderberg Group are separate. But they wanted a tape of my TV show, and I forgot to give it to them before they left, so I was going to mail it, and they gave me their FedEx number and all that stuff. And so we go in and try to mail it to them Thursday, and then we get a call back, oh, you didn't fill out all the forms right, so we fill them out again Friday, and then nobody calls me, and the British call me and go, where is the tape? Today, so I call, and they go, oh, it's at the office in Austin, FedEx. You've got to give more descriptions of what it is. It's not enough that it says, a political TV show, hour-long, Austin, Texas. That is not enough. I'm sure it probably won't be mailed after that either, but I just thought I'd... you might refund their money, $50-$60, whatever it was, for two-day delivery to England. And, oh, no, can't do that. I go, oh, you just take something in on Thursday, and it hadn't been mailed out on Tuesday. And so I just thought I would just let folks know about FedEx. And they say, well, this FedEx is just complying with government regulations, and we didn't know about these new ones from England. And I said, oh, what's next, a transcript of every word that's in a film or anything for that matter? By the way, if the USPS doesn't have to do it, I haven't looked at the regulations, I guarantee you FedEx and UPS don't have to. This is just something they're doing. I have gotten that from them. It's like some type of agreement. But so for Canadians that like to sit up there and talk about how corrupt America is and how what a police state we are, I just want to tell you, you've got an incredibly corrupt government. I mean, we've had problems with Canada for years. But if I want to ship something into Saudi Arabia or something into some African country, oh, no problem. No problem at all. But you want to ship something to the free Western world, it's incredible. I'll never forget when the British media was here, I guess 4 years ago. We were out at Bohemian Grove, and we made copies of the footage we got of the ritual going on inside the Grove that the San Francisco Chronicle wrote up yesterday. A big 14-page article, by the way. And we made copies of the tapes right there in the hotel room, camera to camera, and then they got back to England, they were erased. So we mailed them more. Those got erased. So we finally mailed some to their L.A. office, and then they gave it a false label and had an employee mail it to England, and it got there no problem. So this is the case point example of this going on right here in the United States. But it isn't going on inside the U.S. that we know of, because they don't have the personnel, but Europe and Canada, it is. So that's your freedom. So I guess we can all cower and just shut up and go along with whatever corruption they bring out, or, they'll get us. No, they're the bad people running government. We need to stand up against them. And I'm getting more and more sick and tired of it. I mean, if we'll put up with a yearly census with hundreds of questions, a little tattletale dossier on ourselves, they'll do it. If we'll put up with 9 toll roads in Austin on existing highways just to get on the roads paying tolls, they'll do it. If we'll put up with gun control, they'll do it. If we'll put up with open borders, they'll swing them even wider open. If we'll put up with them psychologically testing every child in public school and trying to force deadly drugs on them, they'll do it. If we'll put up with urban warfare training drills with the military on our streets and the end of posse comitatus, they'll do it. If we'll put up with the exterminator and the cable guy and the phone man spying on you when they're in your home for any misdemeanor crimes because, it's a war on terror, they'll do it. If we'll put up with this, they'll do it, folks. And they got their big fat media to tell us how great it is and how it's to keep us safe. And, oh, you can't protest now because it might cause a public disturbance or, because your First Amendment might be a problem. And, oh, you've got to answer our questions now when we come knock on your door. There's no Fifth Amendment, the Supreme Court says. And if we put up with it, they'll do it. They'll expand it. I mean, corruption has gone to seed. It's just wild right now. But, again, it's all done by regulation. The average cop isn't evil. The average bureaucrat isn't evil. They just follow their orders in their own little compartmentalized area. And, you know, they're disciplined to that, and this is the procedure, the regulation, not the law, and they just do it. Well, our regulations say we can stop every car on the highway and search every vehicle as if you're guilty until proven innocent. The Bill of Rights says it's a fraud. Our history says it's a fraud. Common sense says it's wrong. But, hey, if the government says it's a regulation, you better do it. You know, all the land-grabbing liberals loved it back when they'd say, you know, if you own 100 acres, you can't build but on 25% of it. Oh, that's good. You know, save the environment. But now in many states they're saying, well, if you own more than an acre and a half, you can't build on it. Just everywhere. Statewide zoning. How's that sound to you? Of course, if you're a good old boy, all the restrictions get selectively taken off you. But if you're an average Joe, forget it. I mean, you want to be a serf, you want to be a slave, folks. It's happening. It's developing. Right now. So here's some of the articles we're going to go over. Bush vows to keep searching for Iran link to September 11th. As PNAC said, they're going to invade 63 countries. AP, Clinton advisor probed in terror memos. Sandy Berger. Yeah, see, boy, he's covering up 9/11. It's all Clinton. British military helicopter crashes in Iraq, one dead. U.S. media kill story of Iraq prime minister executing six prisoners. It's all over the British and French press, not here. Is the U.S. becoming a nation of snitches? I want to go over this article. The Associated Press, crime database sparks privacy fears. The format of a crime and terrorism database, see, crime and terrorism. See, now it's crime and terror. First it was for terror, but now it's crime. Database known as Matrix. People still won't believe me when I say that. It's called Matrix, folks. Is being change to allay privacy and legal concerns that led several states to drop out of the federally funded project. Oh, we're going to change a few things about it. Instead of shooting you in the head with a .45, we'll shoot you in the head with a .357. It's a smaller round. Of course, it's not. You know, it's, again, another parallel or analogy. Mexican government promotes myth of RFID implantable microchip security. Here's the St. Petersburg Times. It says St. Petersburg considers no protest zones. And it's not just for the Democrats or Republicans. Officials worry that protests near Baywalk and Tropicana Field threaten public safety. St. Petersburg, Chris Ernesto and about 25 colleagues gather outside Baywalk every Saturday night to voice their frustration about the situation in Iraq. Well, that's going to be banned. Just, you can't be on the streets of the city doing it. They're going to give them little protest zones. And a baseball, a little league baseball field where they can go protest where no one can see them. But again, you're allowed to protest just in zones, special zones. Waving banners that say U.S. out of Iraq and fire the liar. They distribute literature and explain their views on the hundreds of people who flock to the entertainment and shopping complex. It's the most high traffic area in the city, the place with the highest exposure, said Ernesto, a member of St. Pete for Peace. Other groups agree and chose Baywalk for their protest, too. Now, city officials say demonstrators are creating a public safety hazard by pushing pedestrians into streets. Again, they have proposed designating pedestrian safety zones outside Baywalk and Tropicana Field where picketing would not be allowed. The city's legal staff said zones won't place illegal limits on freedom of speech. Oh, sure, it just will. More doublespeak. Because the protests still will have reasonable access to the areas where they want to demonstrate. But at least one legal scholar said the city may be in danger of violating the state and federal constitutions. Well, so what? I mean, there's people going to prison. Every month I see an article where somebody stands up with a sign that says no blood for oil. But there'll be 500 Bush supporters on a public street, and the Secret Service walks over and says, arrest that man. No protest allowed. And they arrest, and federal judge says, you're going down, buddy. If you choose to walk on public property and demonstrate, then I have a constitutional right to do that, said Robert N. Davis, professor at Stanton University College of Law. The plan will be presented to the city council at a workshop August 2nd and is scheduled for a public hearing August 5th. Well, in Tampa, before 9/11, this is 3 years ago, we even had the folks on. They put up face-scanning cameras. People protested those, and the cops came and arrested them and said, those cameras bring you justice. And because you're protesting those cameras, you're obstructing justice. We are arresting you. all part of the new freedom. We have to suspend the election because the terrorists might want to disrupt it, you know, for safety. Everything's for safety now, see? We'll be right back. A lot more news and your calls coming up.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
World history is one example of governments enslaving populations after another. We only measure civilization by the degree of control and enslavement. But somehow they convinced the hippie generation, the World War II generation, before that to a certain extent, but it's gotten worse and worse, that tyranny doesn't exist, that anyone that talks about it's crazy. Now, that's at one time in our minds, but at the same time with doublethink, it exists with whoever our government wants to invade and attack and destroy. And so we see patented classical tyranny unfolding in front of us, and the average person just can't even deal with it. We'll go to some calls, and then we'll get into an article out of the Orlando Sentinel with the Tattletale program, which is nationwide, by the way, part of the Matrix system, or what you know as the TIP system. They give the same programs different names to confuse the population for workers spying on you in your home. But don't worry, they're going to change the program because of protest. It won't be racial in nature, as if it ever was meant to be. Also, I have a whole stack of news with government nerve gassing its creeps on purpose and killing them, just to see what it'll do to you. Marine who went missing in Iraq says he was abducted, that staged event. Ministry of Defense in England has put a gag on the tales of Gulf War illness. And just much, much more. Police radio led to officer's fatal cancer. This is the Telegraph. So we'll get into that as well. Right now, let's go to Kevin in North Carolina. Kevin, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Listen, I was sitting there yesterday and seen an Inside Edition. They done a real good piece on Skull and Bones. You know, I probably ain't the only one that's seen it, but I figured I'd tell you it might look good in a future movie of yours. But,
well, I can't put somebody else's thing in there unless it's about me.
It was on regular TV on Inside Edition, but it showed them getting in and out of that casket. And that's a big casket. I was shocked, and they had their face painted up like hockey pads.
Well, I'm sure what you were seeing was a dramatization.
Yeah, well, they said it was some of the only footage of it. I got it on tape, the audio, if you want to hear it.
Oh, can you mail me that videotape?
No, it's on audio. Ain't got no VCR.
Well, you see, what's happening is people are getting the TV, TiVo systems, or the cable boxes that record like 100 hours, and then people are getting rid of their VCRs, and they don't have a way to share the material. You should get a VCR, plug it in, and that way you can, then not lose key stuff like that.
Yeah, well, I just took it old Sam's in shortwave. It's got a tape deck on it. I stuck it down there and got it on audio,
Oh, you're saying you got audio?
Yeah, I just stuck the shortwave tape deck down there.
Sir, they were saying some of the only footage. Was this night vision footage outside?
Yeah, it was night vision. They said that in the Inside Edition part.
Yeah, I've got that footage. I thought you meant some new footage.
Yeah, it showed a little 3-2-2, but they couldn't lose because they're both Kerry and Bush. You know, it's either way, it's a winning deal for them. So it's just right out in your face, just like last week with them showing the little chips in the syringe on there. And I guess they just keep on going with it. You know, people don't start getting wise to this, a lot of good people is going to go down with them, but oh well.
It's amazing. So the last 2 weeks, they say the Bilderberg Group basically chose John Edwards as the VP and told Kerry. Then a caller said that Kerry was on with Larry King Live and basically said that. I didn't see it. I got actually a bunch of calls off air about it and some emails, not just a call on air.
Well, Kerry keeps saying he wants to work on the wall and tear it home. I guess that's putting us under the UN and strapping us down like it.
That's it. I mean, the left is going to love the Patriot Act as soon as Kerry's in. They're going to love everything Bush has helped set up if Kerry does indeed get in. Kerry wants to double the CIA and put it here domestically, which Bush actually wants too. So there is actually no difference in their actions, only in their rhetoric, and now their rhetoric is becoming near identical. I'd say about 90% the same.
And if you think John Edwards is so good, just look at North Carolina. When he was on there getting interviewed by one of the main three stations, I think it was either Jennings or Rather, he said that he was the Freemason of lawyers, and he acted like he had to kind of check him up on that, where his mouth got a little bit out of hand. But anyway, if you think he's so good, just look at us. You know, so that's all I had, though.
Good to hear from you. I'm getting reports that all over TV there's Skull and Bones specials. All over they're talking about Bilderberg Group. 14-page article about Bohemian Grove in the San Francisco Chronicle. Oh, here they are in some hoods just having fun. It's no big deal. You know, your leaders wear hoods and meet in secret and worship a big owl. I mean, it's just normal. Let us put microchips in you and track everything you do and not let you protest and build lots of prisons and put the police in black ski masks. I mean, they have to match their master ceremonial outfits. The good guys cover their faces.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Just once, I'd like to clean my car's leather upholstery without sliding across the seat on every turn. Just once, I'd like to get a beautiful shine without a slick, oily residue that attracts dust and dirt. Introducing Just Once, the amazing non-slip protectant. Just Once cleans, protects, and shines vinyl, leather, rubber, and hard plastics. Its patented formula eliminates slippery surfaces, provides optimum UV protection against the sun's harmful rays, and outlasts those other less effective formulas. Just Once is excellent for use on cars, trucks, motorcycles, boats, truck bed liners, and RVs. You can use it on dashboard, leather and vinyl interiors, motorcycle seats and tires, floor mats, convertible tops, brake pedals, or anywhere you need ultimate protection, including leather furniture, shoes, and purses. Just Once has been used commercially nationwide, and now it's available to you. To order, call 888-578-6623 or visit justonce.com on the World Wide Web. That's justonce.com.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Stop paying over $2 an ounce for fresh wheatgrass juice at your local juice bar. Did you know you can grow and juice your own fresh, healthy wheatgrass in your own kitchen for only pennies an ounce? It doesn't take much space, just a small area of countertop, windowsill, or porch, and you can have fresh, juiceable wheatgrass in only 10 days. Growing your own wheatgrass is not only healthy, but it's a fun hobby too. Wheatgrasskits.com is your one-stop source for all your wheatgrass needs. Wheatgrasskits.com carries a full line of wheatgrass, barley grass, sprouting, herb, and salad green growing kits, including a full line of growing supplies, mini greenhouses, manual and electric juicers, flaxseed grinding supplies, soy milk making kits, and much more. Go online and check them out at www.wheatgrasskits.com or call 801-375-2250. That's 801-375-2250. Wheatgrasskits.com.
Thanks to the Renegades, my friends. Thank God for the Renegades. All right, my friends, it is Tuesday. We're 33, almost 34 minutes into this first hour. We've got Robert Galen Ross coming up with Paul Joseph Watson together in the next hour, kind of a roundtable discussion. I'm about to go to Regina and Lee and others that are holding. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. But really, what happened is, and it's a double-edged sword, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 8, 9 years ago, patriots, freedom lovers, mainly what you'd call ultra-right-wing conservatives, a cadre of millions of people learned of the New World Order RFID tracker chip implantable chip plan, People inside government leaked us this information, then it got declassified. We warned the world about all the urban warfare training drills. We warned the world about all the prisons that were being built, the plans to invade the planet. And we were the kooks, we were the nuts, we were the weirdos. It didn't exist. Ha, ha, ha. There's no. Can I have some cheese on that Bilderberger? Oh, what's the CFR? Oh, more imaginary groups. And strangely enough, a lot of so-called conservative leaders, like Rush Limbaugh, were the most ardent attackers of anyone that believed in a new world order, as presidents gave speeches about it and prime ministers called for it and premiers promoted it and world taxation. And so that was my wake-up call 8, 9, 10 years ago when, you know, certainly I thought it was all the evil liberals, why they were, they're the scourge, the vanguard of the New World Order. But then I noticed that Republican leaders actually get more done than even Democrats do because they're able, as wolves in sheep's clothing or as Trojan horses, to sneak past and get the agenda into place. And so something happened. We warned the world. We talked about it, whatever label you wanted to put on us. And now the grassroots left wing began to listen to us 5 years ago or so, even before Clinton left office. They were waking up to Bill Clinton and the New World Order because we would expose Bill Clinton and the Republicans. Then they didn't see us as hypocritical. Then they would look at the evidence we were bringing forward. We got past the false left-right polarization of that paradigm, and we were really getting stuff done. Now the controlled left, the controlled opposition, has co-opted a lot of the anti-New World Order globalization movement. And their answer is, oh, we need to have a loving UN world government instead of the evil right-wing government of George Bush. When really there's no difference in the government styles in what they're doing, just as I said, some of their speeches, some of their words are different. Their rhetoric. And so we were kooks to talk about it because they were setting up this New World Order. Now that it's here, oh, the New World Order is here. Not coming, not almost here. We're now inside of it. And now it's just going to intensify and launch even greater assaults at a exponential rate. Now that the New World Order is out in the open and being admitted, you have the neocon yuppie group that sees themselves as all-powerful and part of the power system, hailing world government, saying it's conservative, saying it's great, saying we're in a war. The same people that said the plan to put chips in us doesn't exist, you're a crazy kook, now we're saying, hey, it's a good idea, it'll keep us safe. And then you've got the left out there, the grassroots left, thinking that, you know, John Kerry and the New World Order from the leftward side of things are going to save them when they're only two wings on the same bird. Two sides of the same coin. Apples from the same tree. I mean, you can left and right eye. The examples go on and on. And so everybody was in denial about this stuff, and on one side of the equation, we warned people, we laid it out, we went over the facts, and now it's come true, just as we said it would, unfortunately. And so those of us that were telling the truth and exposing the New World Order have gained a massive measure of credibility because we laid out the blueprint and what was going to happen in many cases decades before. I mean, if you read Gary Allen's Done Dare Call a Conspiracy written in 72, it's like the guy had a crystal ball looking at 2004. And so we gained a lot of credibility. But the globalists are countering that by just coming out and going, yeah, we're going to put chips in all of you. We're going to arrest whoever we want secretly. We're going to ban protest. We're going to forcibly inoculate you. We are going to do this and that. And they just smile up there with their makeup on and their fancy suits and the info babes licking their lips. And they've given an offer to the American people. Psychologically, they're coming out with it to scare us at one level, but also basically saying, hey, just join us. Hey, be on the winning team. Hey, it's a good thing what we're doing. Go ahead and just decide to go along with us. Go ahead and decide to accept it. Just go ahead and decide, or even better yet, just fall out of society. You know, just watch your television and don't talk to your neighbors and just make your money and go on your vacations and just drop out. Just let us run things. I mean, they love it when people don't vote. They love it when 70%+ of people on average don't vote in most elections. It's about half vote in major national elections, which are the elections that are staged that don't matter. It's that local election, or in some cases, what, 8% of people vote here in Austin or something? Those are the elections where we really could make a change, where they don't have all their people in place. But now they're putting in the electronic voting machines, so they do. I don't know. I mean, I want to go to your calls and cover news. I just really cannot state to you properly that I am even amazed, that I struggle for words to describe just how calculated and cunning and sadistic this system is. And it's the social planners. It's the social architects. They write the handbooks. It's all public what they're going to do to us, and they're implementing it. And people think I have a crystal ball just because I read their own white papers until late into the wee hours of the morning. And we're going to have to sit here and watch our country torn limb from limb, every freedom degraded, secret arrest, exploding, forced drugging, every form of evil you can imagine, and it's all going to be good with a good-looking info babe licking her lips telling you how great it is. And for a society that's fad-driven, who deep down are afraid, a lot of people are going to make the decision to join it. They're just going to make that subconscious decision that this is too scary and too out of control, and I'm going to go get my chip, I'm going to go kneel to this system, and I'm going to call you a kook when you don't take it. And first it's going to be your children running out to get it because it's going to be the fad, it's going to be the cool thing to do that all the squares are against, and it's simultaneously it's going to be the military and law enforcement and government officials. I told you months ago that within 2, maximum of 3 years, public officials, our authorities, our masters, not our servants, will be getting the chips in mass. I told you that within 2 years, the military is going to have it. And then the young people are going to start taking it within 2 years, 2 to 3. And right on time last week, the Justice Department in Mexico, the Attorney General, now they're saying they may make the Mexican police take it. And don't think for a minute that they want to lose their authority, their little petty authority. And so they'll do whatever it's told to keep that magic uniform that is God in Latin America. About to be God here. We'll learn to serve it, learn to worship it. And so it's going to happen. And then the government's going to start blowing up buildings and killing people and blaming it on some shadowy Christian terror group that is against the microchip. And then they're going to arrest anybody that criticizes it, saying that we're secretly members of the terror group. And they'll probably use as evidence against me that I'm exposing the federal plan now. They'll say, how did Jones know this? He must be one of them. And they're going to take your children from you, and they're going to put chips in them, and they're going to put them on antipsychotics, and they're going to put you in giant FEMA camps, and then it's going to be on the news. It's not going to be hidden. And the Christian news channels are going to say that you're really devil worshippers and deserve it, and you're going to love it. And as the fear increases, more people are going to join the system, thinking that by serving it, they get power, and that it protects them. Now, that's what's going to happen. Going to happen unless every single one of us gets as involved and active. Oh, by the way, once you go to the camp, you're going to be forced to take the chip. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. What we can do to stop this is to speak out and to expose this and to get in people's faces and get past their comfort zones. The other day on talk radio, I'm about to go to your calls. The other day, I was on a local talk show yesterday morning for 3 hours. And it's a show that made fun of me years ago. I mean, really made fun of me aggressively. But, you know, I appreciate the fact that the host, the main host, number one talk show in the morning in town, got up at a large meeting few months ago and said, you know, I was wrong about Alex Jones. It's what he says is really backed up with facts. I checked it out. But there I was on the morning show, and I would challenge them. They couldn't, you know, they believed some of it, but couldn't believe all of it. And I go, okay, in the New York subway in 68, they had light bulbs released biological weapons that time released and killed a bunch of people, but details remain classified. They typed that in, and he'd go, my gosh, MSNBC says it killed people on purpose. And I'd say, okay, they're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. I'd give them a keyword. They'd type it in, it'd pop up. I'd say, okay, the troops are breathing hundreds of times the safe levels of depleted uranium. It's killing them. The top scientist has gone public with it, and they wouldn't believe it, and they type it in, and it'd pop up. And, you know, I just did that for hours. Just horror after horror after horror after horror. But today, they were right back to their normal format, because that's the format. You know, they have me on once a month or something, but, and, you know, all these other shows have me on. I mean, I've been on hundreds of these morning talk shows around the country. But after they're done hearing me talk and people know it's true and check it out, they just, still, it doesn't take on that conscious front of the brain focus. They don't idolize the truth. You know, idolatry is what you worship, is what you love. If you love sports more than your family, then you're an idolater. Okay, so people out there, they idolize Britney Spears, they idolize Jennifer Aniston, they idolize Brad Pitt, they idolize looking cool at the grocery store above. It's not bad to look good or look cool or whatever, or enjoy entertainment, but when you put it above your family and your freedom and your future, you're foolish. And so people have taken the step of knowing this is true. Again, as I've said, over 1,600 radio interviews, maybe one caller out of 30 disagrees with me. You've heard me as a guest on your local talk station, I would guess. I don't know. It's just absolutely amazing, the things that are happening. And so we've got to go all the way, not just, oh yeah, Alex is right, man, it sounds crazy, but I checked it out, but wow, I'm a cop and I serve a government that puts cancer viruses in my vaccines, that puts fluoride in my water and my children's water, that sprays chemicals and radiologicals on me, thousands of admitted tests on you, that does all these things. You know, I serve a government that's been caught shipping in narcotics hundreds of times. We're talking bus loads, boat loads, plane loads. You know, I serve a government that lies perpetually. I serve a government where the drug dealers, the big kingpins, don't just bring in the drugs, but they own the prisons. And then I bust young kids on the streets with pot and send them to prison to work in a private prison owned by the drug dealers. Well, I know a lot of bad stuff's going on, but I just can't believe that about America. Stop being so naive. Stop being so stupid. Stop denying what's going on. I mean, I was the kook of the world saying that the UN runs our Supreme Court. I just read their rulings 6, 7, 8 years ago where they said they were following UN laws and treaties and foreign courts. But then, oh my gosh, it was in USA Today and in all the big papers last year announcing how good it is to you. And suddenly, well, I guess we should follow UN orders. But I was a kook when I said it, because back then you still knew it was bad. But when you're faced with it, it's really happening, then you suddenly say, I capitulate, it's okay. I mean, face it, here's another analogy. If an evil race of space aliens, and I'm not saying this is real, it's an analogy. If an evil race of space aliens landed tomorrow and should kneel before us and be our slaves or we're going to kill you, I'd say about 90% of people would hit their knees and start licking the aliens' boots. If Hitler would have taken over and won in Europe and come to America and taken over our government, people who were ready and willing to fight him, if the government suddenly in the radio suddenly said serve him, they would suddenly worship Hitler. You think I'm joking? So let's just face it. Most people will, if they're ordered to, act just like the Nazis and line little kids up and blow their heads off. I mean, yesterday we had a Bronze Star, highly decorated, multi-tour veteran of Vietnam, a sniper, Army sniper, high-level DEA agent, openly telling you about our government eyewitness shipping in most of the cocaine. Eyewitness to Oliver North, all of it. I mean, if you won't listen to him, how many others, CIA and FBI and DEA agents I had on, quite a few over the years telling you the exact same thing. People who unloaded the cocaine from airplanes at MENA. And nobody's held accountable and nothing happens. That should concern you that the corruption's so bad that everybody knows these people are criminals, but nothing happens to them. Because, see, tyranny doesn't operate in a vacuum. It's not going to stop. It's just going to keep going until we say no to it. All right, we'll come back and go to Regina and Lee and others and get to a bunch of news. But you're going to be in hell on earth very soon, folks. You're inside the New World Order right now. But you don't want to go any deeper. You want to get out of it quickly.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And
it all right, if you want to learn about the implantable microchip, RFID technology, what the New World Order is, the police state they're setting up, get my film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, one of my newest films, or my newest, Matrix of Evil, two great new videos we put out that cover a wide range of issues, kind of the shotgun effect of giving people the big picture. There's also my two 9/11 films, 9/11 The Road to Tyranny on VHS and DVD. The Masters of Terror is part two of that film. It's excellent as well. Also carry George Humphrey's new video, 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati. It's only $19.95. Get a free color 80-plus page booklet with it when you get it. Get a second copy for $14.95, so that's $34.95 for two copies of the film, George Humphrey's, and three of the color booklets. And my films are $25.95 apiece, all over 2 hours. I mean, Police State 3 Total Enslavement is 2 hours, 44 minutes. It's the equivalent of three or four films in one. Mine are $25.95 apiece, but order three or more of any of the 10 films I've made, they drop down to $20 apiece. Operators are standing by to answer your questions or take your order or both at 1-888-253-3139. Any questions about the films or different discounts on the books or other materials we have, 1-888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And again, that toll-free number, 1-888-253-3139, or prisonplanet.com or infowars.com to order via our safe, secure shopping cart. All right, let's go ahead now and go to the calls. Let's talk to Regina in Pennsylvania. Regina, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I didn't know if you covered this. This couple, they're from Texas by the name of Jeff and Nicole Rank, that they were in West Virginia doing some work under FEMA. You said that, you know, it'll come a point, or maybe it's, people will wake up when it comes to the point. That
They were wearing T-shirts that they didn't like Bush, so they were arrested.
Right.
And then she was fired.
Well, it says that she was released from the job, not necessarily fired. But, you know,
the latest info is she was fired. That's from last week.
Okay. It really doesn't matter. The point is that what I wanted up here in Pennsylvania, there's a couple things happening. If you give me just a couple minutes here. Home Rule got passed in Allegheny County, and that's a county that's falling out from all over other counties in Pennsylvania. Give us money, we're broke. And it reminded me when I read this article about this Rank couple that they have an ordinance. I haven't been able to check whether this was passed or not. Under the, you know, I'm sure you know about Home Rule from Ed Belichick.
Well, I bet you 90% of our listeners don't. So.
Okay. Well, the constitutional limitations or the guarantees under the Constitution are removed under Home Rule. And the outcome from this was what they're doing in Allegheny County, and it was five Republicans.
Yeah, it's a city saying you don't have a right to own guns or you don't have a right to protest.
Constitutional, right. But what the outcome is at this point is they're ready to pass an ordinance, or they were on June 17th. I haven't been able to follow the if this really got passed or was.
Okay, but you said that. Go ahead.
Okay. Bar county employees from engaging in political activities. Among the restrictions, employees would not be allowed to circulate petitions, raise money for candidates, or work polling places for political parties. They're going to be hired under merit pay, get rid of the elected offices. I'm sure you know that about Home Rule. But we're to the point, like this couple, that you're not even allowed to be involved in political parties.
Well, it's like telling the New York cops, hey, you can't protest or you're fired.
Right, exactly. So it's
all part of the new freedom. That's why our troops are fighting, so we don't have any rights.
Can I say something?
Sure.
Okay. I just wanted to say that I don't know if you've been following the race up here with Arlen Specter, and we all know Arlen
Specter. Well, there isn't any voting anymore.
Terrible.